News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Slightly more important issues, depending on your views. Britain's Parliament is going to vote tomorrow on a possible inquiry into Prime Minister Keir Starmer, looking at whether or not he misled the House of Commons over the appointment of former US Ambassador Peter Mandelson. Stephen Pound is with us. He's former Labour MP and Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland. This can't be good news from Keir Starmer's perspective, because it was over a hurdle like this that Boris Johnson finally fell.
Well, yeah, good morning to you. It's actually, there's not a real comparison there. It's not good news. I mean, dear God, it's not good news. But look, Boris Johnson had been investigated by the police. There was a serious issue there of him breaking the law. This is absolutely nothing like, this is a tempest in a tea kettle compared to that. And for Kemi Badenoch to indulge in basically performative politics, you can set your watch by the time she calls for his resignation. So look, the reality is, nobody died. There's no smoking gun. Keir Starmer is a person who's acted honestly and in good faith. However, the idea that appointing Peter Mandelson to Washington, on the one hand, you can say it was a decent idea. If you're going to send someone to a snake pit, you might as well send a snake. But the reality is, it was a very, very poor piece of judgment. It was not a breach of standards and privileges, and it is utterly ludicrous for anyone, particularly a sort of flailing, frail politician like Kemi Badenoch, to call for his resignation at the time we're about to be hit by this massive economic smash from the Iranian
war. But although, Stephen, can you not suggest that there is merit in the inquiry, given that we know, well, as I understand it, we know that Sir Keir Starmer misled Parliament. The question is whether or not he did so deliberately, because it is based on whether or not he was privy to what information he had at hand before he addressed the Parliament. Surely that merits looking into?
No, hang on a second. It will be looked into at the Foreign Affairs Select Committee. They're going to have an inquiry at 11 o'clock this morning. But you just used the expression there, misled Parliament. I would say knowingly misled Parliament. If you speak the facts as they are given to you, that is not misleading Parliament. That is repeating the information you've been given. Now, in all honesty, in all reality, if we had perfect 2020 hindsight, of course we wouldn't have gone near the appointment. But the reality is, on the day, people like Nigel Farage, who's no friend of Keir Starmer, said, what a brilliant appointment this is to send Mandelson to Washington. This is absolutely the person who could be a real Trump whisperer, and he can get in there. So a lot of people in this country thought it was a very, very good idea. Most of us who have some knowledge thought, hello, there's something a little bit sniffy about this. But the reality is, he's not misled Parliament. Standards and privileges is there if people actually obstruct the business of Parliament, which usually means, by, because we can't say lie, they normally say terminological inexactitude or some ridiculous expression. Look, he's not misled Parliament. He's been given bad judgment. He's been given bad advice, and it's not good. I will give you that. I entirely agree with you there.
Stephen, thank you very much. Stephen Penn, former Labour MP and Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.